Howie Draper joins us. Coach, how are you?
Very well. How are you guys?
I'm excellent, Howie.
Good.
Two jobs is always exciting. How much time are you going to be away from U of A being with the national program this year?
I'm guessing it's probably going to be in the area of about 7 to 8 weeks. Obviously not at one time. There's four different stints that will take me away, but it'll be significant. But I'm feeling good about the support that I have back at the U of A, so I'm sure things will go great.
Howie, let me ask you this because it's topical. You're in the news with the national women's hockey team and your success with the U of A. We've got Ian Herbers joining the Oilers as an assistant and Serge Lajoie coming in to take Ian's spot.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the U of A, aside from great coaches like Bill Moores and Claire Drake, that turns out coaches like this? Because this really is something special from a group of guys who played together.
Yeah, well, I think first and foremost, from a hockey, purely hockey perspective, Serge, Ian, and I all played at the same time under Coach Drake and Bill Moores both. So we were very, very lucky to have that opportunity. And so many things happened in that time that we were there. I mean, it kind of stoked the fire. I think we all built the same values. They're all reinforced by the model that those coaches provided. And I think more than anything, I think it really got the passion that we all have for the game going. And so, you know, when you have a passion for something, it's pretty easy to do well at it. But I think that's just part and parcel of some really good things going on in the U of A as a whole, because, you know, our athletic director, Ian Reed, has been very dedicated to making all of the sports at the U of A top-notch. And as a result, he's done a great job of bringing in top-notch coaches. And, you know, like Ian, obviously, is an example of that. But, you know, we've got great volleyball coaches, outstanding, probably the best in Canada. We probably got the best, I think, among the best coaches in basketball. And then every single sport, you know, you could probably say the same. So it's a great thing that we've got going on there.
Howie Draper joins us, announces the assistant coach for Canada's women's national hockey program. Howie, at U of A, you know, the Panthers have been a very competitive program for years. But, you know, you go to that next level, and now you're getting to coach the best women in the country. Obviously, the greatest woman player of all time, Haley Wickenheiser, even late in her career, is still a dynamic player at the women's game. Mm-hmm. When you go and coach those girls, how does that, because I know you were with them last year, how does it at times, how does that change or improve you as a coach on things you can teach your girls at the U of A?
Oh, it's huge. I think one of the things I like to think, to be a good coach, you have to go into a coaching situation hoping and looking for opportunities to learn from your players. And yeah, when, you know, I've got a chance to coach the best female hockey players in Canada and, you know, many of them the best female players in the world. So I would think it's going to come naturally that I'm going to come back a better coach, with more experience and some new ideas. The group is a little bit different in that obviously they're more experienced, they're older. They've had a lot of different styles of coaches and been able to pick up a lot of information. So it's my approach is going to have to be different, and I think that'll help me grow as well. Exactly how that will look right now, Jason, I can't really tell you. I'm going in, with high expectations to do the best I can. But, you know, there's going to be a little bit of a learning curve there for sure.
Oh, yeah, I got to say time flies. I mean, you and Ian and Serge were on that Golden Bears team when I first got to Edmonton in 89 and covered the team. And now I look and I didn't realize you've been coaching the Pandas since 97, I think it is.
Yeah, 97. Yeah.
Now, how much better in your mind, not only the women who come out to play for the Pandas, but on the bigger scale that you're on now with the national team, how much better are the players competing for jobs in women's hockey now than when you started in 97?
Oh, it's amazing the growth that's taken place over the last 18 years. It's you really can't describe it, but I mean, if you were to throw in a video of the national team back in 97, 98, when, you know, the first Olympic Games that they took part in. And you're you know, show that on one screen. On the other screen, you have how they play the game now. It would blow you away. I mean, we see the same kind of thing in men's hockey. I think if we watch some hockey from the 70s and we compare it to you know, some hockey that we're watching in the you know, in, most recently in the NHL and at the international level even, and you compare the two, and it's night and day. But the difference there is that's happened over 40 to 50 years. Now, this has happened over the last 18 years. So it's phenomenal. There's far better coaching for players, female players now, right from grassroots up. The programming is way better. The resources they're able to tap into are great. The people are just taking female hockey more seriously now than they did when it first started. So all that, I think, culminates in a better game. And, you know, it's a real exciting game. It's a fun game to watch. And I'm just really happy to have been a part of it for the last 18 years.
What's your role on the national team specifically?
I don't really know that yet, Jason. I haven't had the chance to talk to Laura Schuler, the head coach, as of yet. But I was sure to mention to both Mel and Laura that I'm just happy to do whatever they'll give me. Like I said, and like you've alluded to, there's a great opportunity to learn here. So I just hope that I can be effective in whatever capacity that they put together for me.
Now, for you, when you're gone, who's going to run the U of A program?
I've got a solid duo, Dan Bastarash, who also played for Bill Moore.
Yep.
And a guy by the name of Darren Bilichuk, who's been involved in female hockey and also in male hockey and in various capacities as well for quite some time. So both of those guys, I'm quite confident that they're going to be able to take over when I'm away and do a great job, if not a better job in some aspect. So our girls will be in great hands, I'm sure.
Yeah, it looks like a remarkably busy season. This National Women's Team Fall Festival in Calgary, Four Nations Cup, I think is that in Sweden?
Yeah. Yeah, we're off to Sweden, which is a funny thing because at the end of August, I'm going over with the Pandas to Sweden, and I've never been there before, so I'm really looking forward to that. But then when I found out I had the chance to coach the national team and that we're going back to Sweden, looks like I'm going to be jumping on a plane as soon as I get back almost and heading back there. So it's, very fortunate to have that chance second time.
Well, Howie, congratulations. Well-deserved getting promoted to assistant coach for the Canadian Women's National Hockey Program, and continued success at the U of A.
Thanks very much. I really appreciate you having me on.